think. I'll open a public hearing on Senate Bill 5520, Office of the Governor's Budget. Dallas, would you like to help us?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, as you remember yesterday, Bill Wyatt reviewed the overview of the governor's budget. We had a work group meet to discuss some of the policy offices. We did meet again afterwards. There were some things that came up during the meeting, some questions I think that the committee wanted some explanation on. There was a question, Senator Dukes isn't here right now, but in the governor's natural resource office, there's a growth management position. We want to see how that aligned up with the growth management position in the governor's office. That was one question. And there was a question, looking at some achievements or reporting of accomplishments, I think, of the community solutions teams. And how the that's to be achieved with the positions that are scheduled in the community development office. So that's where we were at as of yesterday. So if someone would like to address those, I think.
Okay. Good morning, Bill.
Morning.
I appreciate the committee, the subcommittee of the subcommittee meeting yesterday, and staff as well. Appreciate your time. Glad we had some time for you to get. After the meeting, so things are still fresh on our mind. We're at the point in session where I think the mind begins to get a little boggled, and I'm not necessarily just speaking for myself, but or others either. Representative Johnson.
Madam Chair, just procedurally so that the Chair knows, I think it's our intention to meet again after this meeting, we've solicited a great deal more information and had some conversations, and so I think we'll have even more work for the subcommittee of three after this meeting.
Okay. Thank you, Representative Johnson.
So, how about question number one?
There, in the governor's natural resource office, there
yes.
is a growth management position.
Yes.
In the governor's office, there was also identified
right.
in your chart a
right.
growth management position. The question arose is how
Rather
do you
the
right,
right. Yeah. I think, let me just begin by saying one of the limitations of using these organization charts is that you can only fit so many words in there. And so, these are two different people. The growth management position, so-called, in the governor's office proper is filled by Greg Wolf. In the governor's office of natural resource policy, it is Robin MacArthur Phillips, who is here as well. And I would say that they fill roles within our broader organization that are of a somewhat similar nature. Robin tends to work more around, she's been very involved with the community development office and to some extent transportation policy and land use issues, and some of you may well have interacted with her on those fronts. Greg has spent most of the session locked in Max Williams' office talking about the vagaries of Measure 7 and what to do or not, has also historically been involved in land use issues as well, but they're two different and distinct people. And we just use the same title. If we had more space, we'd probably use more words and a more accurate description.
If I could, I need to identify. There is a that's under a policy, and this would be under the natural resources Louise Soliday, or this is in addition to this land use position that Robin fills.
She works for Louise Soliday.
Okay.
Correct.
And that's in addition to the growth management position
Correct.
That Greg has.
Correct. Which is in the governor's office proper.
And that's in addition to an assistant, or that's got to be in addition to assistant to Louise Soliday then.
I'm not sure.
Just going by the boxes again.
Okay. You've got an advantage on me here. I don't have that set in front of me.
Let's see. It's the handout from yesterday. Here's Yeah.
So which assistant is it that you're talking about now?
Alice, which one did you?
The governor's.
Let's see, you had the governor's. Yeah, and then that's the one I'm looking at right now.
Oh, I see.
Right.
Okay, right underneath the.
The policy.
In the governor's office.
Right.
Greg also has an assistant, a clerical assistant who works with him.
That's in addition to the clerical assistant for Louise Sullivan.
Yeah, it's completely different.
Okay. So there's a growth management position there. And so there's a growth management or land use, and that's Robin.
Yes.
Okay.
She works for Louise in the governor's office of natural resource policy.
And then, so there's really Louise, Greg, plus an assistant, and then another assistant for Louise.
Correct.
Okay. And then land use, Robin, was right.
Yes, correct.
So that's a total of six positions under natural resources in the governor's office.
Well, no. You got two different things here. You got the governor's office of natural resource policy. When I say that Robin works for Louise, I mean that she is in the governor's office of natural resource policy, which, as you know, is presently within DAS. Okay. Louise is their field general, and there is no question about that, but they're not technically part of the governor's office budget. Now, Louise has an assistant, Susie Miller, who essentially acts as the major domo for all of the natural resource policy people in the governor's office of natural resource policy. Greg Wolf occupies a position which is in the governor's office budget. He has an assistant who keeps track of him, or vice versa. And Robin MacArthur Phillips is one of the staff members of the governor's office of natural resource policy. I appreciate that it's a little confusing. It's just the way this has been established over the years.
Okay. Madam Chair, if I may, what you're saying, Bill, is that that because some of these have previously been taken care of through Department of Administrative Services, they're not included, or their positions, there aren't boxes for them here, is that right?
Correct, yeah, right, right. That's, in fact, Dallas just handed me this, and you can see the positions along the line here. I don't know if you all have got the same thing here, which is the Governor's Office of Natural Resource Policy.
Which is in your binder under the governor's, the natural resource office. We put the tabs in there. And this is from the presentation that originally was included in the Department of Administrative Services budget. Okay, thank you. That's a total of 11 full-time equivalency, 12 positions. Okay. And the administrative support, the three FTE of administrative support include both Susie Miller as well as Greg Wolf's assistant.
Now, Louise, why don't you come on up here? I think, Representative Butler, that the administrative support in the governor's office for natural resource policy are all individuals who are within the DAS budget, okay? Greg Wolf's assistant is within the governor's office proper budget.
They actually pay for her.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Madam Chair, Representative Butler, Louise Soliday, governor's office. The three assistant administrative support positions, which are identified in our organizational chart, include the assistant in the growth management arena, and that is somebody who served as an assistant both for Robin and for Greg, and so is in our budget. And then there are two administrative support staff positions that serve the policy staff who are in the office.
The other thing I would just mention, vis-a-vis administrative support, one of the challenges that anybody who works in the Capitol has is space. So we have inadequate space to accommodate these people. We've got some folks who are actually physically over in the gas building. We've got other people who are over in the public service building. And so obviously they have administrative support requirements that go along with that.
So under the natural resources, including these natural resource assistants and so forth, there's a total of 11 FTE then?
Madam Chair, Representative Butler, that's correct.
Okay. And that then does include Greg's assistant as well as Susie Miller?
Madam Chair, Representative Butler, does not include Susie Miller. She is in the governor's office proper budget.
Okay.
She and I are both in the governor's office budget. All the staff who work for me and she are in the governor's natural resource office budget.
Okay. So it'd be these 11 FTE plus one assistant. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, that takes care of the natural resource box and the two boxes below it. And then we have a couple of others in that, but I think I can ferret those out by going back and taking a look at. I assume we probably have a positions chart here for the various positions that are in the balance of the governor's office there, Dallas. The pay scales and...
Oh, yes, it's in the back of the bond.
Okay.
You should have that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And we do.
It's about the third page from the bottom of your binder. In the back.
That would be the executive support specialist 1 and 2, public service representative 4, office manager 3, program technician 1.
Yep, those are all
program representatives 1 and 2, principal contributor 1, and then A, B, D, F, G, F, G, and I, principal executive manager.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And that's the 29 positions to which Mr. Wyatt was referring yesterday.
That's correct.
Okay. And then we'd have anything that is included in natural resource office and how about the Office of Education Workforce Policy, those 5 FTE there. I don't know that I ever found them on the main chart.
No, they would not be in the Office of the Governor.
Okay. Even though there's statutory authority for them?
Right. They in the budget, they were in the Department of Administrative Services, so their organization chart is included under the tab.
Office of Education Workforce.
Right.
Office.
It's the first sheet there.
Now, are any of those people working here in the building, the office Governor's advisor on education workforce.
Physically in the building?
Physically in this building.
They're all in the public service building.
Are they in the staff or would they be back here?
They walk. It's good for them. Keeps their heart going.
Yeah. More physically fit, less insurance overhead.
Yeah.
And those people presently, Bill, are under your directive. If I draw a line down here under the chief of staff, they're under your direct supervision.
Well, the governor appoints the director of the Office of Education and Workforce Policy. And that is Jean Thorne. She's here today. I think as a legal matter, she reports to the governor. As a practical matter, you know, we just figure out what we need to do internally, but, right. But I would also say we treat them as a part of the staff. It's only confusing when you try to draw a chart that describes all this.
Yeah.
This is just a duplication. Let me see this page and this page.
And that has a total of five positions, which includes Gene and
correct.
Community Development Office, and I erroneously had Robin MacArthur Phillips under the under the Community Development Office. When we were discussing that yesterday in the ad hoc subcommittee, I placed Robin under the Community Development Office. That's not accurate, is it?
That's correct. It's not. She is an employee of the Governor's Office of Natural Resource Policy.
Natural Resource. Community Development Office, then we have a total of 8 full-time positions, and that's now, let's see, Dallas, where do I find that organization chart?
That should be under your tab for the Community Development Office.
I've already pulled it.
Yep,
I've already pulled it. That's the one that has level one, the governor's advisor, executive support specialist, and a special projects coordinator. And then kind of on the second level, we have loan liaisons from DEQ, DLCD, Oregon Community Development, Economic Community Development, Housing Community Services, ODOT, and I needed to understand why the Department of Education is there any loan liaison that's a Department of Education in that series of level two management there.
Representative Butler, there is not. When the coordinators on that org chart who are located throughout the state deal with a local issue that involves education,
they bring in the education folks, just like if there's an ag department necessary to be involved, they'll bring in the Department of Ag or Fish and Wildlife or something like that, but we do not have a loaned executive from education in that office.
Would that be duplicative, where that's the community development, that wouldn't in any way be duplicative of the other office of the governor's education and workforce policy folks. That wouldn't, because that's in the community development side as opposed to in the governor's policy side.
President Butler, that's correct.
Okay.
When we work on issues in communities that involve schools or education, we bring people in locally, but Gene and that group really deals with statewide policy on education.
Okay. Again, I'm still looking at the community development office chart. I don't see Oregon Department of Agriculture there. And I know that there are agriculture and corrections people from time to time who are utilizing these teams. Those are not technically loan liaisons. Those are just called as needed folks.
President Butler, that's correct, because for the most part, what the five community solutions team agencies deal with are sort of the physical or built environment of communities. But we have on many occasions, for example, in the lower John Day area, we have brought in the Department of Ag and Phil Ward and his folks that work for him, because obviously when you work with economic development and community development in that part of the state, you need to bring in the ag folks.
Those were the, let's see, there was, yeah, those were the principal ones that I saw were the were those that are sometimes used in the community development office as liaisons, but not necessarily the education, ag, and corrections are not necessarily loan liaisons. They're just on call as needed in various parts of the state.
That's correct.
That would be okay. And then finally, in looking at that, the next level of, and this is my understanding, this is the requested additional level of community development office would be the regional coordinators, five regional coordinators.
That's correct.
Now, do I understand correctly that those are not presently on staff?
That is incorrect. They are presently on staff. They are funded currently with what's called SPR dollars, state planning and research dollars. It says state, but it's actually a federal program. That money is administered through ODOT and comes to the Community Development Office to help pay for those folks. And that money is going away. That money was pilot money, basically. We match those federal dollars with general fund dollars currently. But that money goes away, which is why we are requesting general fund money to pay for those existing positions.
Is any of that SPR federal money, is any of that transportation? Is that some of that that's transportation related? Or?
Chair Clarno, Representative Butler, yes, that's correct. They come from the federal government and the transportation area, and they go through ODOT. It's really state planning and research dollars for transportation planning related work. And that was another reason why we felt it was worthwhile to pursue general funds, because of the color of the money, if you will, the coordinators that work in the field need to focus on transportation-related things in order to get reimbursed for their work. So in choosing, or in requesting anyway, general fund dollars, that expands their capacity to work on any issue that's required at the local level.
And then I need to just put a price tag on that, if I may. That level, that regional coordinator level, including the director of field operations, the loaned executive from the governor's office, who presently fills that director of field operations, loaned executive from the governor's office?
Chair Clarno, Representative Butler, that's Katie Koba. The way we divide the office up, Katie and I sort of co-manage that office, and Katie heads up the field operations and all the local work, and I work with the loaned executives to make sure we're integrating programs within the among the departments.
And you do that even though you're technically under the natural resources land use in the through the governor's
policy? Butler, yes. The chart you have shows from a budget standpoint
the way it works. Organizationally, though, Katie and I co-manage the Community Development Office. So that's a distinction we need to make between the way, the what you're looking at here is the way the budget's set up with the various kinds of money coming in and funding these things, but organizationally, Katie and I manage that office.
Okay. And so that I understand, the fiscal portion of that, fiscally, then what we're looking at there, and I'm sorry, Madam Chair, I need to get a hold of the numbers. If I can get my arms around that, then all the rest of it's easy.
That's fine. Please proceed, and if somebody else raises their hand, I'll interrupt you.
Thank you.
Okay.
You know, it's terrible to have two accountants married to each other. The only way you get accountants anyway in the first place is you got to have babies dropped on their heads several times.
I see.
When they get married, they never reproduce. I mean, if to have any of your children ever become accountants would be a total anomaly because you can't drop them on their heads enough that time.
You're saying your children aren't going to be accountants?
Oh, absolutely not. One of them took an accounting class in school and absolutely loved it, but she was afraid to become an accountant.
She saw what happened to mom and dad.
Let's see. The request for the community office or the community development office, which is what we're looking at here, are 8 positions, and that would be the advisor, who is a loan executive from the governor's office. Who is that?
Well, may I just clarify what that is, Representative Butler? Mm-hmm. The 8 positions are the 5 regional coordinators, and they are located throughout the state within the communities that coordinate the programs of the agencies. And then 2 support staff and a program level B, I think it's called in there, so it's a kind of a technical position that helps with programming. Katie Kova's position is not listed in there, nor is mine, because my position, as you remember, is under Louise Holliday. And Katie Kova, I think probably in the organizational chart, is still listed as the governor's appointments advisor.
Executive appointments under outreach.
That's correct.
And is that presently filled?
No. Yes, it is by Katie Kova, the position.
Katie does director of field operations and executive appointments.
She had a deputy, Representative Butler, Chair Clarno, Representative Butler. Katie,
deputy and assistant is what it showed here.
Correct. And the deputy is doing all of the executive appointments work now. And the reason for that, just so you understand, is that as an administration moves in and you make all the changes appropriate to the new appointments and so forth, there's a tremendous amount of work to be done.
Yeah, you might.
After a while, that really scales down if you're into essentially reappointments of people who you've appointed the first time. And so as Katie's billet opened up, we filled it with other responsibilities, and this is one of them. So that her assistant is now managing all of the executive appointments responsibilities.
So, okay, let me just go back then. So we're talking about for the 8 positions, the 5 regional coordinators plus the support staff, special projects coordinator and executive support, and then does that include the sustainability officer as well? No, not. That's separate and apart.
Yes,
okay,
right.
All right. So I'm just looking then at the organizational chart. The 4th and 5th one, or I've got 5 and then the 6th and 7, and the number 8 there is...
Madam Chair, Representative Butler, I believe the 8th person is kind of an at-the-table request.
That's correct.
It wasn't in the original government request.
Oh, okay. At-the-table request.
They're at the table and they're requesting this.
Oh, I see.
For the additional position.
Our house, you've got to keep one foot on the floor while you're at the table and requesting something.
Yeah.
Well, we don't request it. We just grab it. Just got to keep one foot on the floor.
I see.
come from a family of nine children. Mom always said eight places at the table.
Sounds like my fraternity, you know, you have to have one foot on the table while you're reading. You know,
eight places at the table with nine children?
Mm-hmm. Tough kids.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, did you always get to eat or were you left out?
Yeah, really tough kids. That's evident. Okay, so this eighth position, then what is, I need to kind of find a spot for that eighth position.
And, well, that person would work for the office. I mean, that person is currently in a limited duration position, and that person does a lot of our communications work, works to put all of our information on the website.
On this organization
chart they would
be
probably
side
be,
by side? Or?
No, they'd probably be under the loaned executive section. I mean, they're not really.
Under the loaned
right,
executive.
Right, because they're that sort of level.
Okay, and that's a limited duration.
That's correct.
And what was the name of that? What was the position?
Representative Butler, Program Manager D position. There's a little note, I believe, I don't know if you have the same org chart as I have, there's a little note to the left of the org chart.
Okay. Requests table. Okay. Technical adjustment, add one position, FTE, add a secretarial position to an upgrade Tech 2, okay, under the loan executives, and that's a staff secretarial. Okay. Secretarial Program Tech 2, is that what that is?
Representative Butler, yes. Yeah. Support, Executive Support Specialist 2 is what it says here, I think. Right. Oh, actually, for the add-on, that's
yeah.
Correct. Yes.
Tech 2.
That's correct.
Okay, so that's number 8.
That's correct.
And presently, the Executive Support Specialist 2, is that filled?
Yes, sir.
And who is that, if I can ask?
That is Evelyn Blumhart.
And these are all over in the Department of Administrative Service building?
That's correct.
Okay. And then the Special Projects Coordinator is also?
Yes, Gabrielle Schiffer.
Okay. So that constitutes then, when we're looking at the Community Development Office, that constitutes the final level to get them the coordination. If I look back at the Community Solutions team and our regional program and look at my community, those folks, then it's the indication is that these folks, these regional people, the five regional people, then would coordinate these people that are already on the ground. And then if I move back up one level, I'm back up to the loan liaisons, which are not necessarily on here.
Yes, Madam Chair, Representative Butler, the loaned executives, one person from each of the Community Solutions Team agencies, they work in Salem in the office at DAS, and their job is to do the nitty-gritty everyday integration of state programs. So, for example, if we have housing investing in a community, with housing dollars, we want to make sure that transportation dollars are offered and economic development dollars at the same time, so that synergy creates a better development overall. So they're connecting the programs, whereas the coordinators, the people working on the everyday issues that come up with, you know, a building burns down in downtown Pendleton, and the coordinator for that area and the team might meet with the city of Pendleton and say, hey, have you thought about these kinds of funds that might be available to help you rebuild that downtown building?
That isn't something that happens through the OECDD right now.
Representative Butler, it can, but sometimes especially when you're dealing with community development issues, they don't necessarily fit neatly into any one agency. You know, housing has programs, economic development has programs, and so you don't just want to build a road in a community or rebuild a building. You want to make sure that the entire downtown has been revitalized at the same time.
Excuse me, Robin, and I may be making this observation in error, but I thought I'd heard that once before when we heard the OECDD some preparations in their presentation that the downtown running of a building was something that they brought up that something that Jill Miles had handled at that level. So we're now having. That's at the level two, if I will, the loan liaison level with the Eastern Oregon folks, and now we would say, oh, that probably did come through your regional coordinator, except I don't have an Eastern region coordinator right now, or do I?
Chair Clarno and Butler, yes. Sherry DeBeaumont is the regional coordinator for the East, and Jill Miles is part of that team. She's the person from economic development on that team. So she would have been involved in that, as would have Sherry and the other members of that team.
Okay, all right. And then the final question relative to that was that the general fund request is $740,000, $1,790,000 other funds, and the other fund source there is?
Well, the other fund currently is the state planning and research dollars, but our request is to modify that and request general fund dollars.
Oh, so that the full, okay, revised request is approximately $1,350,000 general fund instead of $1,719,000.
Other funds, it doesn't say that, but it would be.
Yeah, the other funds originally in the budget were expected to be the ODOT monies.
Which are not forthcoming, right. Which is now $1,350,000 request of general fund.
No, that's okay, but that just clarifies.
Chair Clarno, Representative Butler, I believe the full request, though, is for the $1.7 million of general fund. I don't have it in front of me, but the final bullet.
The new position is $300,000. Is it 300 plus the 135? Is that what it is?
I'm
sorry. Yeah. Is it this 300 plus this 300? So this was $1,719,000 other funds.
Madam Chair, if I may help clarify, Sarah Gates, Budget Manager.
Hi.
Nice to have you.
The original request included $700,000 of general fund. $300,000 of that was for a sustainability position that is still included in the request. The offices had a $1.7 million of other funds in the original request. That has now been modified to $1.35 million general fund. So your total request will be the 700 plus the 1.3, so a little over $2.2 million general fund.
I see. So you keep the $740,000 general fund previously requested. Adding to that then, so it's really $2 million change that is the total request.
That is correct.
Okay. And then plus an additional $300,000 general fund for the sustainability?
That includes the $300,000 for sustainability. That was originally in the governor's recommended budget.
That's right. It's just an inclusive. So the total request then is $2,459,000.
$2,089,988
general
fund.
$2,089,000.
Right.
That would work too.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Yeah. Okay. That'll work.
Roblox.
Representative Butler, if you probably have my presentation from when in your binder. And the second page shows the technical adjustments that's been requested. And
it's in your binder under the community development. You should have administrative services presentation.
My presentation, we split apart the sustainability and the community development office. The second page, it says 2001, I guess it's page 3 on the label, 2001-03 governor's revised budget direct technical adjustment shows $1.789 million general fund, and you need to add $300,000 for the sustainability position. So for a total of the $2 million.
$1,789?
Yeah. Plus $300,000. So you look at the bottom right-hand corner, it'll say total funds, 2001 Governor's Revised. Are you seeing where I'm going to? And those figures there do not include the sustainability piece because we talked about those separately in my presentation. So you'd need that plus the $300,000, and that would be what they're asking for at this point.
That's the addition then. Previously, the recommended budget was $440,000 of general funds. The request now is an additional $1.35 million.
Yes, that is correct.
Which would be the total of the $179.
Exactly. And then you add the $300,000 for sustainability.
And sustainability isn't covered on this page.
It is not covered on this page because when we did the Department of Administrative Services budget, we talked about sustainability and the Community Development Office separately.
Now, we've had a sustainability in another budget. Was that another budget and another request?
Well, it was in the Department of Administrative Services.
Yeah, in DAS. You helped us with DAS. You were the analyst on DAS, weren't you? What was the sustainability? That is this position.
This position, the $300,000 that we've been referring to, it was not funded in the Department of Administrative Services when that budget was passed out of this committee. And the staff recommendation was that it wait for the governor's office budget presentation.
Dallas, this is the February. This is your February presentation back from DAS.
My apologies, Madam Chair, members. We received those, and I thought you had those in your binders, the presentation, because they were sent over by Administrative Services. Tried to get them into your binders.
I thought I had received two. The one in addition to Teresa's June 5th presentation. I thought I had two of them originally. So you may have done it, Dallas. Looking at the ancient date, I mean, it's probably been the archives.
What would all those boxes in your office talk? Representative Johnson.
Just a couple of questions to make sure that I followed Representative Butler's line of questioning. Is the sustainability Dallas included in the governor's recommended?
Yes.
Okay, but the policy option 101, the rare interns and the liaisons are not.
That is correct.
Okay. Because in the exchange that you had with Representative Butler in trying to identify where all of these folks are, you didn't even discuss the interns.
Representative Butler, Johnson, that's correct. We're not requesting that.
Okay.
But the liaisons are not anywhere in this budget because they're loaned from each of the five.
Different folks, aren't they?
Oh, that's correct. They're different.
Yeah, they're different folks,
yeah,
and they're loaned from other departments.
They're in addition to the agency people are
That's
these
right.
rare guys.
Right.
Those were requested by the agency during what was called agency request, and the governor did not fund those in his
right.
budget.
So this is a moot point then.
Yes. Yeah.
One other question while you folks are there. Why such high... I can't tell whether it's AG or, I mean, this is just, it's too hard to read the little lines. Why such high professional services, that's what it is, for sustainability? $116,000 in professional services?
Madam Chair, Representative Johnson, I believe that was for contracting out for people to train agencies on sustainability practices and things like that. Greg Wolf, the secretary here, he would have the exact details, but I know when we were putting that budget together, there was discussion of the need to have people training agency staff and providing materials and things like that, and that would be probably where that money was located.
Actually, there are, and you may be familiar with some of these programs, like the Natural Step, for example, which does a lot of training. And I think the idea was, instead of trying to install all of that on staff, we would use people and programs that existed out in the private sector.
Perfect. That came up in our little subcommittee discussion, whether or not the sustainability office had a relationship with, like, Natural Step or Northwest Sustainable
yep,
or
they do.
Martin
yep.
Shop.
Yep.
Okay, Representative Hayden, do you have a question?
No, ma'am.
Senator Dukes.
I guess since I came in on the minimal sustainability, I'll give you my 2 cents worth. I've given this to various people, including Greg, since the first time I heard all of this, and it hasn't changed any. If Oregon wants to do sustainability, and I'm a big advocate of sustainability, I spent 2 years on the President's Council in the Northwest regional section of the President's Council on Sustainable Development, it needs to be done regionally. There's no really good reason for Oregon to be doing it all by itself, because a lot of the issues that we need sustainability on, fisheries being a good one of them, are regional. And so I think that we're wasting some money if we try to do simply an Oregon sustainability project. When I asked questions when Greg was here before, I got things like, you know, we used to use styrofoam cups in the legislature, and we don't use styrofoam cups anymore. And we called it something else when we switched over, but basically now it's sustainability. I really appreciate the fact that we don't use Braun Kleenex. But, I mean, we went through all of this, and it seemed to me, I can remember Greg saying, for example, that we should build buildings out of concrete because it was a renewable resource. Well, for pity's sakes, I think trees are a much better renewable resource than concrete is. And so it just doesn't strike me as being well thought out. I embrace sustainability wholeheartedly, but there has to be a plan. There have to be goals. I would much rather take what I understand is $300,000 and give it to Martin to do projects, because he's doing great stuff out there, than I would be to invest it in state workers who don't have a plan. So I think we need to go regional. I think it's something to pursue, but I don't think we're ready to launch in a couple of people and a bunch of contracts and all of that yet. That's my 2 cents.
Any other questions? Any other comments?
Madam Chair, I just want to express my gratitude for having been able to go through this and get my arms around some of these positions and start to get a feel for, and I recognize that we've only just gone through just the education workforce policy side of it and a little bit of the natural resource side, but I appreciate the opportunity to do that, because I just was having real trouble trying to figure out where everyone was at, and it hasn't helped that we've strip these positions out of that and to move them over to the governor's office, where we have both policy oversight and staff oversight for those issues. So I do appreciate the indulgence of the folks from the governor's office in working with us on this, working with me particularly.
Well, I would add my thanks to the subcommittee for their work, and I understand you'll continue your work, and when we're ready to go to work session, perhaps thank you for all this, and we'll be in better shape to get it out. So I appreciate the subcommittee's work and the willingness to work with Dallas and get the fine points tuned so we're ready to go one of these days.
Great.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.
Thank you to everyone who's willing to assist us.
Thank you all.
And with that, do we have anything tomorrow, or do we know what we're doing tomorrow?
Well, we just don't have anything on the schedule
yet. So if you see something on the schedule, I'll see you tomorrow, and if not, I'll see you tomorrow anyway, probably somewhere.
Now, Chair, the ad hoc subcommittee which you appointed will continue to meet immediately following this meeting.
And thank you again for your work. I appreciate it. We are adjourned.
Thank you so much.